Trust not to hold you long, but we are just thankful for another opportunity to stand and declare what thus said the Lord our God. So if you have your Bibles, again, we would turn to the book of James, the second chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 10. Supporting scriptures coming this morning from Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, and Romans 3 and 23. The book of James, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, the Bible reads that you've already heard and you're hearing this morning. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place. And say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then being partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Supporting scripture, Hebrews 13, 1 and 2. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And lastly, Romans 3 and 23, a very familiar passage. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. We ought to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to use the subject, I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. God is touching and blessing and healing and building us up where we need to be. And God has brought us all a mighty long way. We're just thankful to know God as a healer this morning. See Sister Vernice back with us and Reverend Brown back with us this morning. God is a healer and a keeper. We got a few more that are out there laid on a bed of affliction, but I do believe that God is with them this morning. And there shall be a day in God's own time they'll be back in the sheepfold also. We ought to be thankful to God this morning just for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Because sometimes we take for granted the mere fact that God has blessed us to see another day. We never know. And sometimes we tend to think that I'm young and I got a long time and I got time to get this right and time to get that right. But death also has no respect of persons. And we need to be ye also ready even now. I thank God for being that kind of God that give us reminders every now and again that we ought to trust the power of God and walk by faith, not by sight. I got a call just yesterday to one of my dear friends, and she's either my age or very close to it, has passed. And it sort of makes you be aware that you too can be in that great number. So we are thankful, and we thank God this morning just for allowing us this opportunity to come. We thank God for all of the witnesses of the Word of God and all of those that have shared your testimonies and lifted up the name of Jesus in song. God has blessed us to be assembled again here in praise and worship to glorify and magnify his name. You are not here to see me or to magnify my name. You are here to lift up the name of Jesus. There's no doubt that he has been and is good to all of us. That there are those, and we sing sometimes, God is good all the time. And sometimes we sort of forget that the times when we don't realize, when we're going through and we sort of get our focus off beat, we still don't realize that God is still being good. God is still blessing us. And we got to know, in the midst of all that you go through, God is yet a blessing God. God has blessed us to be here. Another week has passed, and we have endured whatever our daily occurrences might have been. Every one of us go through different things day by day, and you never really know what you might have to go through from one day to the next. But we do know that life itself is unpredictable. We have the here and now, and we all have to realize that our here and now is going to pass. All of us this morning have a past in our lives, and then I pray and hope that we all got hope for the future. It's been said that when we plan, God purposes. Sometimes you make plans that you're going to do this, that, or the other, but every now and again, God sort of works things out in a different manner. It sort of happens differently than what you intended. Sometimes, even though you've prayed hard and you know that God is going to come through, he just doesn't answer our prayer the same way that we thought he was going to answer. But I'm inclined to lean back on the old saints that said that any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. You know, and we sing that and we say that, but when we don't get it like we want it, sometimes we'll even question God. Sometimes we'll begin to question ourselves, and we begin to wonder, am I really as close to God as I think I am? Don't you know the devil play tricks with your mind? Every time you get a little closer to God, the devil's going to feed you some mess to try to pull you a few steps back. So you got to keep your mind made up that I'm going to serve God no matter what. I'm going to go for what I know. And what I know is that God is going to be with me. God is going to make some changes in my life. God can do what nobody else can do. Out of all the friends, out of all the associates that you know in your life, who has ever been better to you than the Lord your God? When you really think about it, who woke you up this morning? Started you on another day's journey. And when God blesses you to get up, we ought to know that God is worthy of all of our praises. One thing we can rest assured of is that regardless of who we are or where we are in life, we are loved with a special love that surpasses our very understanding. A love that is so strong that one would actually give his life in our stead. We hear sometimes that testimony, I could have been dead and gone. And it feels good to say that, doesn't it? The reality is that it's true. So if you're not dead and gone, the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So now we might praise him in different ways, but we ought to have some kind of praise down on the inside. See, I don't know what God did for you last week, but I do know what he did for me. And I can't thank him for you, but I can thank him for what he done for me. And vice versa, you ought to be able to open up your mouth and to tell God thank you, regardless of what it is that he has done. There's somebody that would like to say, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you've done, but they're not able this morning. But if you're able to say, Lord, I love you, if you're able to say, Lord, I want you on my side, then you ought to give God some glory this morning. Anybody come in this house to give God glory? Anybody realize that it's not all about you? Even though you looked in the mirror this morning, what you saw may not be exactly what you get. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a God. There is a God this morning. And I heard somebody say, God is not dead. He's still alive. But the only way he's going to be alive in your life, you got to let him live. You got to let him live. The Bible declares that where the Spirit of the Lord is, that there is liberty. So that means that there's going to be some freedom. If you're shackled down this morning, take your shackles off. Don't let nothing hinder you. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily. See, it's not hard for the devil to get us off track. So we got to be mindful. We got to know that we belong to a loving God. For John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Then Jesus tells us a new commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Look at your neighbor. Do you love that person you're looking at right now? If you don't, you ought to. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Doesn't make any difference who would decide you or what they got on or how much money is in their pocket or how healthy they are. You ought to love them because they are a child of the Almighty King. I'm going to feel it if you don't want to feel it. Then there is the royal law that we find in Leviticus 19 and 18 that says, thou should not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. The Lord said that we ought to love one another, that we ought to love our neighbor just as we love ourselves. But now, let us understand that your neighbor is any fellow human being, not just those living in your neighborhood. Sad thing is that even in our neighborhood, we don't love the people next door. But the Bible says that we ought to love all humankind. Now, when you look at all the people that God has created, we got all kinds of folk, all kinds of mindsets, all kinds of lifestyles. And sometimes we get all bougie and we think we all that because we got name brand and we got a couple extra dollars in our pocket. And we don't go to the fast food. We go to Olive Garden and we go to the steakhouse and we feel like we're up above somebody else. But don't you know that God loved that person that's making a bologna sandwich with mayonnaise just as good as he loved you that is eating a steak? Stop thinking you're all of that just because of what you got. Because everything you got, you're going to leave. You better enjoy it while you can. The Bible says that we ought to have brotherly love one for another. The devil a lie this morning. We got to understand. See, sometimes you got to talk to him. Tell him, get up off you. Now, other times, you see me snatch that thing off. Just keep on moving. But every now and again, God will work in your favor. Stop letting every little hindrance stop you from moving forward. Because everything is not going to go the way you think it ought to go. Everybody that you think like you not don't like you. Everybody that you think they love you don't love you. Everybody say they got your back, they don't have your back. They may be behind you, but that don't mean they're going to hold you up if something comes along. We got to have brotherly love, and we got to know, as we find in our text this morning, that we cannot have respect of persons. In the society in which we live, the law of the land declares that a man is innocent until proven guilty. But there are times that the guilty go free and the innocent suffer persecution. But the law of the land says the innocent, before you got to be proven guilty. So So now, guilty means responsible for a crime, a wrong action, an error, or that one that deserves punishment, blame or criticism, shame or regret. Guilty, responsible for a crime, wrong action, an error deserving punishment, blame, criticism, shame, or regret. Can you find yourself in either one of those words? Have there ever been a time in your life that you were responsible for a crime? Has there ever been a time that you made a wrong action? Has there ever been a time that you had an error in life that you deserved to be punished, but you got away? Am I talking to anybody in here? Oh, we all so holy, we don't forget where we come from.
Come on, Pastor.
When we go back to our very existence, David said in the 51st Psalm, the 5th verse, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." So there's a part of us that refuses to do the right thing because it's part of our character from birth that sin is a problem in our lives. David cries out to the glory of God for mercy for the sins that he had committed. Don't you know, David, even though we talk about him all the time, David was a man after God's own heart, but David was also a man that sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what David said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies." Then David says, "Blot out my transgressions." In other words, my wrongdoings. David wasn't worried about what nobody else was doing. But David said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin." That's what the Bible says. Then David says, "For I acknowledge." In other words, I am aware of my transgressions. I'm aware of my sin, and my sin is ever before me. And I know that some folk may not like me, but it's been against thee, the only, have I sinned. Oh God. Thank you, God. "And done this evil in thy sight, that thy mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thy judges." Hold up. Too many judges in the lane. And some of you are operating without the proper credentials. Nobody made you a judge of nobody else. Judge not that ye be not judged, because God is the one true living judge. But David says that he was shapen in iniquity and in sin did his mother conceive him. David is saying that I'm guilty as charged. Now, Paul says it like this: "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is sin? Sin is a transgression, an overstepping of the law, the divine boundary between good and evil. Sin is missing the mark. Failure to meet divine standards. Sin entered the world through Adam and was and is universal. All of us know something about sin. We are all familiar with the effects of sin. So as believers, disciples, or followers of Christ, we must become doers of the word and not just hearers only. Today we are reminded that we ought to love one another and to treat all people the same. As we look here in the book of James, the Bible declares, hallelujah, Jesus, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. You see, James is trying to help somebody. James is saying that we're going to put a test to that love that you say you have for your brother. James says that if you say that you got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of glory, then you ought not be having respect of persons. For now, if someone comes into the assembly, a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, then also there comes in a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and saying to him, sit down here in a good place. But now unto the poor you say, stand there for a little while and I see what I can do. And if I can't find nothing, just squat there on the floor. Everything will be all right. But you got to understand where this was happening at. The Bible declared that they were assembled in the synagogue in what we might call the church house. So now James did just like I do with you all. James watched the folk as everybody came into the church house. James watched the folk. He realized that those people that came in looking like somebody and acting like somebody, you went all out your way to make sure that they had a good seat, to make sure that they felt like they were somebody. But then I looked around and there comes somebody in, look like they've been about hung over, or look like their clothes are a little dirty, or look got a hole in it. And now all of a sudden you look at them like they got some kind of disease. You don't rush them up to the front, but you put them somewhere back in the corner spot. James says, you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, but you set the poor man down in the corner. Are you not being partial? Are you not divided in your way of thinking? You see, you got to understand that everybody is somebody. And we got to learn how to treat it poor folk just like we treat rich folk. I watch you. I wondered this morning, how Maggie B get on this side of the church? Maggie B always sit on this side of the church. But that's all right. She's in the house. It's not where you sit, but it's what you come to get. How many of you know that you can get everything that's going on wherever you are if you want it? No, listen to what James said. James said, hearken. In other words, listen here, my beloved brother. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? In other words, don't worry about it if you're poor. Because one thing, we all know what it is to be poor. And when we be poor, we realize that I know that if I don't have anything yet, I can trust the power of a mighty God. I may not have a whole lot of money, but I got everything that I need. I may not be able to go to the big time show, but as long as I got clothes to go on my back, I just want to thank God this morning that I know that the Lord is right there by my side. I realize that I might not be a rich man, but the Bible says the poor man is going to be an heir to the kingdom of God. Anybody in here know that you got the Lord? And if you got the Lord, you got everything that you need. The Lord is going to make a way out of no way. But you got to learn how to love your neighbor. You got to love the Lord all with all thine heart, with all of thy strength, with all of thy mind. And then the Bible says, thy neighbor as thyself. I got to love the one that don't like me. I got to love the one that mistreat me. I got to love the one that persecutes me. I got to love the one that stabbed me in my back. I thank God this morning that I found out that I got to love everybody. For the Bible says, if you offend one of these commandments, then you're guilty of them all. I want to let you know that anybody in here ain't nobody perfect. There's something wrong with all of us. Every one of us need a closer walk. And you better stop having respect to person. The Bible says you better be careful how you entertain strangers, for they might be angels unaware. In other words, don't worry. You can't go by what they got on their back. You got to know that they are a child of the King. I want to let somebody know this morning that it's not about who you are, but it's who you belong to. I thank God this morning that the Lord is on our side. And I stop by to tell somebody that I'm guilty. It's sure. Handed everything right. But I'm guilty of loving the Lord. I'm guilty of God being my friend. I'm guilty of being touched by God. And the Lord will make a way out of no way. Anybody here got to know that you got to love one another. You got to love your neighbor. You got to love your enemy. You got to love the one that don't like you. But I thank God this morning that I found out that there's no greater love than the love of my Savior that hung high, just and wide. He died for your sins and mine. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I bow down to the Lord. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and the Lord will make a way out of no way. The Lord will be there when everybody else turned their back. If you have offended one of these commands, then you're guilty. Is as guilty as them all. And I stand before you this morning, guilty as charged. But let us not be guilty of the sin of having partiality and respect of persons amongst ourselves. That's all James is telling us this morning, is that when we have respect of persons and we treat other folk different just because of the apparel or what we think that they got, that's wrong in the sight of God. He says to use the royal law to love not only him, but to extend that love to your neighbor, and love your neighbor as yourself. Just that plain and simple. Is there anyone in here this morning that love mankind enough to say, I'm guilty as charged? You see, in our world system of today, the court system, when the judge sits there, all of those that got to stand before him, they have to stand up and declare, I'm guilty or I'm not guilty. And then the case would say whatever the end's going to be. But you already know where you are with God. You already know if you got aught against your brother or your sister. If you're not at peace with yourself, it might be because you have some problems with some of the brethren. Today is a good day to be guilty of being the one that's the strong one that will step forward. and say, I'm here to make amends. I'm here to make everything right. Because I realize that I can't get into glory with hate in my heart.